Hi, I'm Sharon Rosen, your Peaceful Heart Coach, and you're listening to part one of Crazy World, Peaceful Heart. Breathe to connect to your inner knowing. Breath. Everything begins and ends with it. The word inspiration is defined to draw in, to infuse, the act or power of moving the intellect or emotions, or to exert an enlivening influence on. Your breath is the easiest thing to forget because it happens without any thought or effort. Yet, it is the most potent force for healing and spiritual alignment that you have, and it's available for you in every moment of your life. It is the very thread that ties you to this world from your first inhalation to your last exhalation. The breath is also a full body experience. If I ask you to take a deep breath right now, where do you experience it? What are you most aware of? For many people, it occurs most noticeably in the chest, and for some, it's in the belly. But unless you're really paying attention and working at it, like in a yoga or exercise class, you may not be aware of your breath moving throughout your entire torso. The sad truth is, most unconscious, just staying alive breathing only engages about one-third to as little as one-fifth of your lungs' full capacity. That's pretty startling, especially when you consider the effect that oxygen has on both physical and emotional processes. For example, if you find yourself feeling anxious, check in first to see how you're breathing. I have found in both myself and my clients that shallow breathing can increase feelings of anxiety, and conversely, several minutes of focused, deep breathing can quiet anxious thoughts and feelings. So, what is the best way to breathe in order to connect with your inner knowing? It's called the three-part breath or full body breath, and you can practice it now as I talk you through it, even if you're driving in the car or walking. To begin, exhale fully through your nose, pulling your belly in so all of the breath leaves your body. You want to empty out as much as possible. And as you're ready to begin inhaling again through your nose, let your belly soften and expand as the breath comes in. And as you continue inhaling, let the breath move up to fill your lower chest and then your upper chest. When you're ready to exhale through your nose, let the breath move out from the upper chest first, then the lower chest, and finally your belly. Imagine you're a glass filling up with water. The lower part has to fill before the upper part can, and the upper part has to empty before the lower part. This may very well feel unnatural to you at first. You know, most of us are primarily belly breathers or chest breathers, taking fairly shallow breaths most of the time. It can even feel counterintuitive, because we're culturally conditioned to hold our bellies in and not let them be soft and supple. A relaxed belly is not the norm. But in truth, a relaxed belly is powerful because it allows you to breathe more fully, open to your gut wisdom, and soften around your emotions. A relaxed belly means that your diaphragm, the main muscle of respiration, is most fully engaged, and your lungs can actually take in more oxygen. So play with this. See how long you can make each inhalation and exhalation last. Feel how your rib cage expands in all directions as you take more air into your lungs, not just in the front of your body, but the sides and the back as well. And move them around to your lower back, Really feel your rib cage expand and contract as you breathe. Let yourself feel that movement under your hands. Give yourself a chance to feel all of the places where breathing happens in your body. Experience the multidimensionality of this most fundamental body function. Feel how this increases the sense of multidimensionality in your mind and spirit as well. Become friends with your breath. Let it inspire you to access the depths of peace and wisdom that are always available to you. You may want to pause this recording for 5 minutes right now and practice this full body breath, then come back and continue with the rest of this segment. Now we're going to take this connection deeper by focusing on a mantra. As you probably know, mantras are sounds or words that have a special resonance and meaning. It can be one syllable, such as Om, which is considered the primordial sound of being. Or it can be a specific set of phrases, such as the ones used in loving kindness meditation. May I be happy. May I be safe. That are repeated over and over as a point of focus and intention. For the purpose of connecting to your inner knowing, I like to use the Hebrew word hineni. Hineni means here I am, and it's the word that biblical masters Abraham and Moses used when responding to God's call. More than a simple way of saying, yoo-hoo, here I am over here, it has the flavor of here I am, ready, willing, and able to hear the call of the divine and the sacred truth of my being. Let yourself feel into that for a moment. What would it be like to sit quietly, connected to your breath, aware of being held firmly by the earth as well as open to the heavens, and declare in your heart, "Here I am." Try this now, again spending about 5 minutes if possible, and see how you feel or what you become aware of as you connect to your deepest knowing in this way by declaring to the universe, Hineni.